Hi there, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. You may have noticed a shift in distributor Avnet Technology Solutions' go-to-market strategy last month. In fact, we covered here on ChannelBuzz.ca, so you probably did. The distributor has long focused on specialization, both vertical and technological, but has made a shift on how exactly it does that, creating new deep across the business units that focused on technology specialized areas. To go a little bit deeper on that and what it means for you and the rest of the channel community, we're joined in this edition of the podcast by Sergio Frasche, Senior Vice President of Strategy and Specialist Business Units for Avnet Technology Solutions in the Americas, who will walk us through the change that were made, why they were made, and as I suggested, what that all means to you. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. Sergio, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks to you, Rob. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Obviously, a lot of things going on at Avnet as we start a new fiscal year for you guys. Can you share some of the recent highlights within the organization and how you guys are looking at this new fiscal year?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, let me give you a little explanation of what is my role in Avnet. I basically describe that as accelerate the success of our ecosystem of solution providers, suppliers, and employees in the hyper-grow areas or areas that we consider of opportunity for development. Then my direct responsibility is currently around strategy and what we call the new special business unit. And in July, specifically, Avnet launched what we call the specialist business units, and that are organizational structures focused on the areas that we consider transformational in terms of technologies like cloud, security, mobility, big data analytics and IoT, and our classic, I will say, data center with significant focus in the converged and hyper-converged space, and of course, the education SBU that is the pillar for enablement across all these organizations. And we did that to accelerate the growth and mainly in software-driven technologies. And Avnet is deploying this strategy at a global level with more than 450 solution specialists that will enable and support our solution providers and capitalize on these technologies to accelerate the participation of the market for our suppliers and our solution providers. Specifically, our focus came around third platform, and we firmly believe that based on the transformation that is happening in the market, is require a significant level of specialization, and that is why we create these organizations that are built with specialists around each of these topics. At the same time, for many years, we invest in this concept of the solution practice and the vertical market orientation, and the special business units are basically the last step on an evolution of actions that we developed during previous years. And we are close to engage new several emerging suppliers that represent additional possibilities and opportunities for our partners in this space. With that, the intention is basically enable our community of solution providers in the best class technologies and the vertical markets to drive solutions to problems that end customers have and basically improve the business outcomes that those end users have in their current businesses.
You touch on this as the SBU structure as sort of the ultimate step of specialization and solutions path and that kind of road to specialization that Avnet's been on for so long. Why this new structure right now?
Well, the combination of many elements. You know, the first is the market is changing fast, and when I say fast, is significantly fast. You know, in the last years, we see a significant change in the technologies that are enabled what the people call digital transformation. And this digital transformation, or these new technologies, as we can see, it's creating the opportunity for disruptors to bring solutions that basically modify the classic approach to several business to their classic capabilities or investments. Then we understand that the fact that this digital transformation and disruption is happening require a different approach, require a specialization in each of these elements, but at the same time, the combination of a vertical industry understanding to really drive that transformation that is needed. In several areas, this is happening. Business are transforming like Marriott in the past with significant investments around the hotel industry, and now Airbnb disrupting them with no assets. Then the technologies are enablers, but at the same time, you need to understand the industry. Then what we are doing is combining that specific knowledge about the technologies with the vertical business orientation to guarantee that our solution providers can be able to support the end users in address that digital transformation and drive new models that disrupt their own industries. And that is the reason why we move in a structure that combines specialization by technology with a vertical orientation that was the result of many years of investments from Avnet in this space.
You mentioned off the top that this is a global rollout, a global SBU structure. Closer to home, can you sort of nail down a little bit what this means for the Avnet's operations in Canada and your Canadian solution provider customers?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a global deploy. We are doing exactly the same in all territories, including Canada, EMEA, Asia, and Latin America. Specifically in Canada, we already roll out several of the results of the special business unit activities. As an example, in cloud, we have all our offering around private, hybrid, and public cloud available, included the Avnet Cloud Marketplace. We roll out Avnet Knowledge Network, that is another tool oriented to enable the solution providers to find information, training capabilities, and material around each of these technologies, but at the same time, battle cards and information that let them succeed in a faster way. And we just released several elements of managed services that are already available in a white label motion for the solution providers that require support in specific areas that they didn't develop yet. In all those cases, all those offerings are already available and working in Canada, and we continue expanding our value proposition in territory with resources dedicated to that in the region.
All right. Within these specialist business units, you know, what are you seeing as some of the key issues, some of the key trends that the channel and that you guys yourselves are facing, and just love to get your thoughts on those.
Well, to be absolutely honest, the market is extremely big, and I will say that the channels and solution providers can adopt different strategies, but it is clear that the fact that now is required a higher level of specialization, that the industry is suffering a transformation, but the partners too, because now they require to introduce new skills and new capabilities. And at the same time, the financial models are changing. Now it's not only the sale of something. You have the as-a-service economy where you have subscription and consumption models that modify the classic approach on financial models, represent challenge for all our partners and solution providers. Then in the way that we are helping them and helping the newborn in the cloud and newborn in these emerging technology suppliers is basically, again, with the availability of tools that simplify the way that they get access to information and collaboration, as knowledge network that I already mentioned. Other tools like Avnet Cloud Marketplace that basically enable an operational framework for them in terms to deliver as a service solution and manage consumption and subscription to the end users with all the elements around provisioning, billing, and other type of services. The SBUs specifically are driving solution plays that are in the context of specific domains in each of these technologies. As an example, in security, when we talk about endpoint security or identity management. And finally, with the vertical industry aspect, providing training as our healthcare university and a healthcare internship where you can go to a hospital and spend 5 days understanding how this industry works, and then bringing that specific industry context to the technology to drive the proper message to succeed in this space. Then we are, I would say, enabling our solution providers in different ways based on their specific needs and their own strategic planning, but with a broad set of activities that will let them lead this digital transformation.
What are you guys seeing and thinking about in terms of hotspots, growth opportunities for the balance of this year and into 2017? And can you give us a little bit of a preview, perhaps, as part of that, of what partners can expect from Avnet over the next little while?
Yeah, for sure. All the areas that I mentioned to you, meaning cloud, security, well, analytics, IoT, specifically mobility, the majority of them are all areas that are growing double digits, and all of them are industries that are exceeding the several billion dollars in capacity. Of course, if you touch the area of IoT, we are talking about trillion dollars. Then in terms of the size of the opportunity and the market share that is still is available, the opportunity is significant, and specifically in each of those areas, what we're doing equally that we did in the vertical markets is identify specific spaces or domains where the market have hypergrowth opportunities. And what the solution provider can expect from us is that we will continue working with them in explaining what are those areas, enabling them to succeed in those specific spaces, providing tools and solutions that address the aspect of get more information, but at the same time, digital delivery of the content. And in addition to that, bring vertical context to those specific technology needs in a way that the customer understands that the approach is with the goal to solve their business problem. Another huge element of our strategy is our education special business unit, because all these transformation that is happening in the ecosystem, meaning partners, software houses, and end users, require the adoption of many technologies and understanding that need enablement. Then education is a critical part of this transformation, and that is why our education special business unit is now driving engagement and support to many of the new suppliers that are in the areas like cloud, analytics, cognitive computing, and security space that are demand in general for the community of solution providers and end users.
All right, brilliant. Thank you for walking us to the changes to the business and the new SBU structure and what it means for partners. Thanks for taking the time.
No, thank you so much to you, Rob, and we really appreciate the opportunity, and at the same time, we invite the community of partners to continue engaging and learning more about all the capabilities offering and enablement opportunities that are now in the table.
So there you have it. Avnet Technology Solutions' new specialist business unit structure, explained by the man heading it up. I'd like to thank Sergio for taking the time to join us on this podcast to walk us through the changes that are being made. And, of course, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Avnet Technology Solutions included, for making the site and this podcast possible. And thank you, because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't really be here, would we? We'll be back very, very soon with another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. But in the meantime, I'm Robert Tutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.